In a world where options are limitless, but time is not, two heroes take a stand against injustice and overwhelming viewing choices, starring Jane Ellen and Adam Cravens, a podcast that lets you know what's worth watching and what's not. From the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center, this is Binge or Cringe.
Hello and welcome to Binge or Cringe.
In space.
We're in Cookville. We're not in space. That's not safe. We're not going to do that.
True that. So there is a film that is on Netflix now. It is also on Amazon Prime Video. And it originally was a theatrical release
in space.
Speaking of in space, apparently Tom Cruise is planning on shooting a movie that takes place. I don't mean like it's its backdrop. I mean they're actually going to shoot some of it in space. Like,
yeah, I know.
Holy cow. Like, for the guy that needs to fly F-16s and like actually hang off the side of planes, somebody needs to tell him about special effects or green screens. Just be like, you know that, like, you're almost 60, buddy. You don't have to do that. Like, they'll still come watch your movies if you don't try to kill yourself for it. For realsies, okay? All right? And then he gets on his shuttle and takes off to space.
For some reason, I thought this film was a Netflix original. It is not, because it was made in Spain. And
did you say in Spain?
I did say in Spain.
In Spain.
And I actually started to watch it because I saw two things. One, Jorge Garcia, and the other, that would be Oliver Jackson Cohen with his shirt off. So, maybe I should look at this, you know, for the show.
I'm sidebar. How many shows do you pick based on whether or not someone is wearing a shirt?
Sometimes it has a lot to do with it.
Like, I mean, like, I'm just like, I know you've brought up Tom Hiddleston on multiple occasions, just being like, why was he not shirtless?
He should have been. It was a hot jungle, Skull Island, and the whole, I'm thinking at least they're going to have a Captain Kirk rip down the middle, but no.
He didn't have to fight Spock to the death. Like, that's why it's not cut in half. But sure, right, okay. Shirtless someone, I should watch this.
Yes. Okay, so I thought I'm going to just see what this is. Actually, I just watched the trailer, and you have the man and a woman, they're talking, and then Jorge Garcia comes up. We all know we love Hurley from Lost, and I'll watch most anything with him because I love Hurley from Lost.
Does he need to be shirtless?
Sure.
If he wants to.
But
are we back in the hot jungle again?
But it was just delightfully light when he says, well, I see you in church. And the response was, no, I'm a Buddhist. And so the priest, oh, by the way, he plays a priest. And the priest, played by Jorge Garcia, says, so tell me how you found Buddha. And he says, you know, well, you found Jesus. And I found Buddha. And he goes, but how does this actually happen? Because I'm interested
peanut butter jelly this for me.
Yes. And then the story went on. So this movie is called The Healer. It is different from The Witcher.
Right. They're not related in any way.
It has Jonathan Pryce in it, who's a pretty heavy hitter. And it is very Hallmark-esque, I assume. But I don't watch Hallmark movies unless someone wants to cast me in one, then I'll totally do it.
Well, I mean, I'll perform in it. Won't watch it, but I will take the paycheck and perform whatever you need me to do.
So what this story is about, you have this troubled young man, and everything is going wrong for him. You know, he's borrowing money from his own business to gamble, and he owes money here and there. And let's say the movie's an hour and a half. It didn't feel too long, mostly because you knew what it was, and every place they shot at was pretty. I was like, oh, so they must have had a nice 3 months filming this.
At the very least, it's like when they did Ocean's 12. You're like, well, they obviously had fun shooting this.
So this guy several times says during the first half of the film, don't you talk about my brother Charlie. You can't talk about Charlie. Enough so where it's like, come on, man, get to it.
Go ahead and just, like, you're totally
get
like,
to the point
sending
here.
The Morse code about, like, this is important later.
Mm-hmm. So there's that part. And then you have Jonathan Pryce, who just shows up and says things like, did you ever notice that you were different?
My brain shut off for a second. I thought you said Vincent Pryce.
That'd be funny.
I got really excited until I remembered that that's not possible.
Yeah. And so here's the deal. The fabulously wealthy uncle, who he didn't even know existed until then.
Why don't I have a...
Maybe you do.
No, I don't. It feels like it would have come up.
He shows up and says, if you go to Canada, because they're in Great Britain, if you go to Canada the next 2 days and stay in this town for 1 year, I will pay off all of your debts. And if after 1 year you want to leave, that's fine. But you have to go and you have to stay there for 1 year. And he wasn't going to go. And then he went, well, okay, fine. What have I got to lose? I got, you know, bad people hanging around. So I'll go to Canada. And as you can see...
I mean, honestly, that's about as not Stephen King as you can get. Like, I mean, if this is a Stephen King book...
It is not.
It's you know, the place is haunted. Or, like, there's a dog that wants to eat you. Or it's a car that is, you know, has the spirit of a murderer in it. Like, if you're just telling me, listen, I will pay off all your debts if you'll go to Canada. Mm-hmm. And, like... I haven't spent a great deal of time in Canada, but, like, of all the places you want me to, like, Antarctica for a year? Okay, I got to think about that. Like, if you're telling me, we're going to let you travel back in time to 1940s Germany, I'm going to be like, I'm just going to keep my debt. Like, if you're telling me going, what, like 2020 Canada?
Yeah.
Canada seems like a nice place. Mm-hmm. Like, they seem really friendly. Like, they have a lot of maple syrup. Like, I can go to a Tim Hortons if I want to. Why don't I want to go? Okay,
just so he goes.
Tell me more of whatever you're talking about.
So he goes. Before I get into this more, this is a nice movie, and I actually wanted to see how they would resolve it because they could have done a few different things. It would have all come out the same in the end. But I was wondering and what choices the film was going to make in Spain. So I watched it, but it is a nice movie. And as I'm watching it, I'm also thinking, this is such a nice movie because the music is telling me it's nice. What if...
This feels like the type of film like Randy Newman needs to do every song for.
What if I took some scenes from this movie and put different music with it? Why, that could change this very much. So, he moves to the house that his uncle says, here's the key, there you go. And he wakes up in the morning, and he has to go downstairs. He's in a towel, and his house is full of people.
Well,
this is a repeating theme. People, apparently in this Canadian town, they can just come in your house.
Wait, is that a...
I'm just saying, that happens a lot. Don't you talk about my brother! That happens a lot, too. Animals follow him.
Is that a rule in Canada?
Mm.
Is there anyone that we know that knows about Canada?
There. Actually, I know some Canadians, eh?
Let's find out about that.
There are some flashes of light that's not lightning, and that happens. It's never explained.
Are they just blinking?
No.
That happens to me every couple of seconds.
And then there is the vet who says she likes the same thing he likes, women. And I'm thinking, 20 minutes into it, well, I clearly know where this story is going, and there doesn't seem to be another female lead. So how are they gonna do that? I was lying so you wouldn't hit on me because I heard you were a player. Anyway,
she had heard that the guy that moved into the house that was going to get off.
Yes.
What?
Anyway.
Maybe Canada's not the nice place that I thought it was.
Anyway.
Gossip.
He has a gift, and as long as you are in his vicinity,
he's a pianist.
He can cure you
of
anything.
Maladies?
Anything.
Like if I talk too much, he can.
He was able to bring the priest back from the dead.
Oh.
Not like rise. He just has to be
like,
near
like
you.
Dawn of the Dead kind of thing. Like
just,
he's been dead for 70 years.
He doesn't have to say anything. He doesn't have to lay hands on you.
It's kind of like a Lazarus situation.
What?
Take a walk.
Yeah.
That rise!
No, not even. No? Not even. It's like, oh, you were in his living room and you wanted to be able to hear, and the next day you can hear. Huh.
I think if I had powers like that, even if I could do it without like a real like show behind it, I feel like I'd do it anyways. Like,
but wait. That's what we get to. It seems that this runs in the family, and it skips every other generation. And he has to decide, by midnight, on his 30th birthday, will he accept the gift or not?
Wait, well, why wouldn't you want...
And he said no.
Does it make, like, your feet gangrenous?
No,
like,
you would just always be able to heal people.
Does it give you gas?
Nope.
Like, I mean, does your hairline recede because you can...
But wait for it. So... The whole town accepts him saying no and are super nice to him. And then some people from out of town had heard he was a healer, and they show up with their teenage daughter who has cancer and wants him to heal her. And he goes, I don't do that. And so the kid says, hey, I'm going to tell my parents that you are, just so they'll have some hope, but I know I'm going to die, and I need to spend the weekend with you. And the parents say, okay, so...
I still don't understand.
Wait.
Wait, why didn't he want superpowers? Did they ever cover that? He's just like, that seems like work.
It's too much for him to deal with. And, oddly enough, we find out that his brother Charlie had cancer, just like this girl. So after spending 2 days with the smarter-than-she-should-be girl, he realizes...
Jane, girls can be smart, too.
I know, but she's like on the level of a 45-year-old. And he realizes he would like to heal her, and if his brother was alive, he would have been able to heal his brother, and so maybe he was wrong. Maybe he needs the gift.
But why? But if he already knew his brother died, and he knew that he didn't want him to die, and he had literally probably one of the coolest superpowers besides...
Oh, he didn't
like,
know he had it. It only shows up, like, later or something.
But he had...
He couldn't have healed his brother.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, he understands how he felt. He's like, if there's only something I could have done. And now he can.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Batman.
Yeah.
Batman's mad because he couldn't save his parents, so he trains to become basically a billionaire ninja so that he can beat crime to death, or not to death, but he can break its legs every night. So, I mean, he's like a less, you know, dark and brooding vigilante
troubled.
Batman.
So you have a montage of delightful days with the is she gay or isn't she vet, but who's the only female lead, and you know he's going to get her in the end. Not get her in an evil way, but you know they're set up. You know that. But is he going to – are they going to cure her of being gay? No, she never was to begin with. She just didn't want him to ask her out because she heard he was a Lothario.
But he gave up why would you ever give up superpowers?
He did, but then he wanted them back. And so...
My point exactly. Why would you ever give them... Unless your superpower is that when I touch you, like, you die. I understand why I don't want that superpower. But he didn't even have a bad one. Like,
mm-mm.
It didn't turn him into, like, a... Like
he
a
just
blue,
had to be near him.
A blue furry mutant. He doesn't even, like, I don't like people to touch me. Like, that's the perfect superpower.
Cletus don't like to be touched.
Everyone likes you because you can heal them of literally whatever is
and
wrong with them.
And you're smoking hot.
And you don't have to touch them. I don't even like it when people, like, do aggressive handshakes with me. But I could literally just be like, okay, well just, okay, 3 feet, 3 feet. Are we social distancing? No, I don't like to be touched. Has nothing to do with that. Just, yeah, here. and you can hear.
There is kind of a lair in the house and something to do with dragonflies and a magical key. Okay, the key is not magical, but maybe the lair is. The dragonfly must be. Anyway, so it comes down to he wants the gift back. Spoiler, it has been out for a few years. He wants the gift back, so he goes back to the priest and wants to know how to talk to God, so he lets him in the church so he can yell in the church, and then apparently yelling at God and then kind of tearing up gives you your powers back.
So churches are like telephones?
Yes.
Is that what the... Is this movie based on any kind of fact or any... I don't think that's how it works.
Mm.
Or I should have been screaming at steeples long ago.
Yes. So, all that being said, and all of the tropes and this and that, it's a nice movie. And considering all of the angst and horrible things going on in the world lately, it was nice to see just a nice movie that you didn't have to think about too much, and it was just nothing horrible was going to happen. It already happened off screen years ago, so, and his whole family was already dead, so you didn't know them, so you didn't care.
So it's basically like a really low-level X-Men movie about a dude that can fix things?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, but it's
like
more, it's more of a faith-based movie. Kind of, but it really doesn't...
But it doesn't have any basis in evangelical fact?
I mean, you have a priest there, and you also have Jonathan Pryce saying, because the guy's going, well, how do I get it back? Well, you'll have to ask that in which you do not yet believe in.
I would much rather Vincent Price. Says, darkness falls across the land. The funk of 40. What are you going on about? Oh, okay. No, go over there.
It's picturesque, and everybody gets healed. Oh, by the way, there's a caveat. You're healed if you were meant to be healed.
Well, how do I know?
You don't.
Do those Sneetches have stars? Or
you don't know.
There's no the Sneetches without. Stars upon stars.
So it's called The Healer. It's nice. Some of the things are slightly amusing. I'm not going to say it's... Well, it's listed as a comedy and a drama. It's just a pleasant movie.
What's it called where you think you have diseases? Like, is it hypochondria?
Yes.
Okay. What if all these people are just like... Because you said he doesn't touch them. He doesn't do anything. They're just healed. What if they're just a bunch of hypochondriacs that are just like, wait a minute. I don't have measles. I'm good. Mm. I'm good. Turns out I don't.
That's really all there is to it.
Because then that makes more sense. Maybe.
Yeah.
Possibly.
The female. She's from Grey's Anatomy. I had no idea.
I mean that show.
Her name is Camilla Ann Luddington.
Well, I mean that show has been on for what?
She's Joe on Grey's Anatomy.
700 years at this point, or at least 15.
So I guess you'd recognize her as well.
I would say there's a lot of people that have been on Grey's Anatomy at this
point. Yes, that's for sure. So, yeah, there you have it. It's nice. That's all. It's you could say it's predictable and cloying. It's nice. It's in the top 10 on Netflix.
Well, that's better than being bad.
Right. It is, in my mind, a very low-budget film considering the talent involved, which I'm just curious about. But, I mean, did Jonathan Pryce need to do this, or is it a favor to someone? Is he particularly religious, and that's why he chose to do it? I mean, I don't know why.
I mean, okay, Val Kilmer, like, reasonably talented actor, made a very big, like, name for himself in the 90s. Does he really need, like, seriously, go to his filmography sometime, and I'm like, granted, you know Batman Forever, you know The Saint, like, you know Top Gun. Look at these movies and tell me if, like, you haven't heard of 80% of these movies. Does he have legal fees that I don't know about? Mm-hmm. Like, does he own an oxen farm in New Mexico that I'm unaware of, and it takes a lot of capital to keep that thing going? Like, what is it that he needs all of that money? I really assume if I was in the movie Batman Forever, I could have lived off that for the rest of my life. Because I'm assuming they compensated him in some way. It wasn't charity work that they had him to do that for.
I do not know.
Maybe it's one of those situations.
You're listening to Binge or Cringe, brought to you by Hinson Oakley Family Dentistry. Jane Allen talking with Adam Cravens about what is worth watching. The Healer is nice, and it is on Netflix and Amazon. And I'm going to throw in a quickie here, and I'm kind of undecided. It's called Solar Opposites. It is only on Hulu. And it kind of looks like Rick and Morty, but it has the guy who plays Adam, the youngest kid on the Goldbergs.
So it's animated?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Solar Opposites, again, I'm just undecided. What it is about, and there are only 8 episodes, you have...
There's only 8 episodes, period, or there's so only far, 8 episodes in the first season, say.
Well, if it's renewed, I mean, okay, it's... Okay. There are 8 episodes that came out in May.
If it was like a mini-series that was intended to be done.
No, okay. I mean, it could go on. I think I like it. I don't love it yet, but I see possibilities, and some of it is entertaining. But I did not immediately love it like I did Bob's Burgers. I can't explain why. So the story is, a world explodes, and 100 spaceships are sent out with these families to find a place to live.
It's almost like you're describing what happened to Superman.
Or.
No.
Or.
Maybe.
Megamind.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
So, they happen to crash land on Earth, and their spaceship is on top of a suburban home.
And they have powers far beyond that of mortal men?
They have weaponry and stuff.
Okay. Well,
so here's the thing.
Like powers.
You've got 5 characters that are alien. One, Corvo, he hates everything. He hates Earth. He hates everything about Earth.
I know this guy.
Yes. And then you have the teenagers and the other guy and then the pupa, which we don't know what this yellow blobby thing is going to do yet. So the pupa doesn't really seem to have an opinion. But the other adult and the teenagers, I guess, they love Earth. They love everything about Earth. And so you have the comparison of the guy that can't wait to leave, and let's just fix this spaceship and get out of here.
Now you're almost describing Third Rock from the Sun.
Yes,
to
which
me.
Is just what my spouse said.
Okay.
And then you have the others who just think it's a hoot, and why would we want to? So it is entertaining. It is not for kids, and it very easily could be for kids. But they throw in just enough stuff where if they had some different audio, it wouldn't make a difference. But it's like, oh, well, I can see.
It dances that line of...
Oh, like and it steps over that line a little more so than Family Guy.
Fair enough. That's
But not it's not constant either. It's just enough where like, oh, huh. Well, as my kids are such an age, it doesn't matter. But with your kids, the oldest, probably fine. But don't show the wee ones. Oh, that looks
cool.
But
my newly minted 7-year-old, probably
not.
No,
I wouldn't. Even though it looks like it'd be fun.
You know, kids today do not appreciate this. Like, we really had to wait until Saturdays at a very specific point in time
To watch cartoons.
To get brand new cartoon. Now, usually during the week, like you could have like kind of your syndicated pick, like re-airings of old like Warner Brothers Looney Tunes shorts. If it's the 90s, maybe this is kind of like the Disney Renaissance when they're putting, you know, like Tailspin, Chippendale Rescue Rangers, DuckTales. But a lot of times, unless it was Saturday, you're watching something else that has been repeated and repeated. Or it was originally aired on Saturday mornings, and now they're syndicating it Monday through Friday. It's just at your fingertips everywhere. Like, I remember waking up
on a
Saturday morning to make sure that I got to watch all of this. Like, and I made sure that I was just fixated on the television for this 3-hour span.
And being slightly older than you... there was the Saturday cartoons, and there were some very early morning cartoons. Maybe they were on PBS. I don't know. But I know in my house, you didn't turn TV on until 8 o'clock. I lived in Eastern time. So at 8 o'clock, you had, you know, like Mary Tyler Moore, you're going to watch. You've got these shows you're going to watch. They weren't, the TV wasn't on during the day because there's nothing on except soap operas, and nobody watches those. Not in our house, anyway. So the TV wasn't on. But now, I listen to the TV when I drive. It's like it's almost always with me. You would say, maybe I have an addiction.
I wouldn't say maybe.
Yeah. Anyway, so Solar Opposites has potential. It is an adult cartoon, and I think I'm kind of getting entertained by it.
That's a good thing. It's okay to be entertained.
But I'm not over the moon about
it either.
I feel
like I'm your psychiatrist. Jane, tell me about entertained. What is entertained?
What does it mean to you?
What does that mean? Talk to me about entertained.
Walk me through it. So, what does entertained look like to you?
Me? It always has either a time machine or a spaceship, probably either a laser gun or a laser sword.
Laser.
Maybe they have a cape and they have superpower. That's what entertaining always looks like to me. But I also understand that, like, individual use may vary.
Yes. So, Solar Opposites has potential. The healer, the whole family could see it. And, wow, I watched many more things, but I'm going to keep them to myself. Thank you for listening to Binge or Cringe. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
You've been listening to Binge or Cringe. Download your favorites and keep up with new episodes in the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center.